AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Senate has rejected articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the trial against him before it ever started. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this was the least legitimate impeachment effort in American history.
The charges brought against Secretary Mayorkas failed to meet the high standard of high crimes and misdemeanors.
House Republicans were trying to remove Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Columbia University's president rebukes claims she has allowed the school to become a hotbed of hatred. Testifying before the House Education and Workforce Committee, Columbia University president Namit Shafiq says absenteeism has no place on campus and student safety is one of her top priorities.
Safety is paramount, and we would do whatever is necessary to ensure the safety of our campus. Because of those efforts, the vast majority of our demonstrations have been peaceful.
Tensions and accusations of hate and bias have roiled Columbia and other colleges and universities. A new report says the head of Maui's Emergency Management Agency dragged his heels about returning to the island as wildfires ripped across the island last August in what was the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. That came as a broader communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders in the United States are slightly more likely than the overall adult population to believe in human-caused climate change. That's according to a recent poll from AAPI Data and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. This is AP News. A new study calculates climate change's economic bite will reach $38 trillion a year by 2049.
A new study says climate change will reduce future global income by about 19% in the next 25 years compared to a fictional world that's not warming, with the poorest areas and those least responsible for heat-trapping gases taking the biggest monetary hit. In the U.S., the southeastern and southwestern states get economically pinched more than the northern ones, with parts of Arizona and New Mexico taking the biggest monetary hit. The study in the journal Nature by researchers at Germany's Potsdam Institute says climate change's economic bite in global domestic product is already locked in to be about $38 trillion a year by 2049. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.